Welcome to this Advanced Ableton Live 12 Masterclass on Building a Stepper-Style Rewind Moment for Jungle and Old School DNB Vibes. In this lesson, we're not just making a riser, we're making a rhythmic event, a proper pullback moment. That classic wait, the tune is rewinding feeling, where the track seems to reverse time for a second, then slams back in with even more weight. In drum and bass, that kind of transition is part of the groove. It's not decoration, it's arrangement, tension, and energy control. We're going to start in session view, because that's the fastest way to audition an idea like a live performance tool. Then we'll capture it into arrangement view and tighten it into a clean, intentional phrase that lands exactly where it should on the grid. That workflow is the key here. Sketch fast, perform it, then commit it with precision. So first, create a new MIDI track and call it Rewind FX. Load an instrument rack, and inside that rack, build three chains. One for a reverse texture, one for a break fragment, and one for a noise lift. Keep it all using stock Ableton devices so the whole thing stays flexible and easy to recall later. On the first chain, we're building the core rewind texture. Drop in a vocal stab, a cymbal swell, a synth hit, or even a short atmospheric one-shot. Something with a recognizable shape works best. Then open simpler, turn on reverse, and keep the sample short. Usually somewhere between a quarter of a second and 1.5 seconds is enough, depending on the source. If it's a one-shot and you want it to feel raw, leave warp off. Then tame the top end a little with Simpler's filter. You want this to feel like time is being pulled backwards, not just like a reversed cymbal. For darker jungle energy, try a torn-up break hit, a reversed re-stab, or a filtered old-school texture. That gives it more character and less generic FX flavor. Now here's where the illusion really starts to sell. Pitch motion. A rewind moment needs that tape pull feeling. So automate the pitch or transpose down over the course of a bar. A drop of -3 to -12 semitones can work well. If you want it to feel more classic and dramatic, try a descent to around -7 semitones, then let the return snap back hard on the downbeat. You can also automate sample offsets slightly earlier for a dragged, collapsing feel, or use echo with a short feedback tail to exaggerate the movement. The important thing is that the motion feels like momentum is being sucked out of the sound. That's what makes the next hit feel bigger when it comes back. On the second chain, we add jungle authenticity with a break fragment. Load a chopped amen, think break, funky drummer, or any jungle-friendly break sample into simpler. If you want quick edit style playback, slice mode is useful. If you want smoother pitch pulls, classic mode is better. Process that break with a bit of drum bus or saturator for grime, and use auto filter to shape the tone. A really effective move here is to reverse a snare or ghost note cluster, then high pass it so the low end gets out of the way. Add a short reverb, but keep it controlled. You want atmosphere, not fog. This is one of those moments where less is more. The rewind should feel like the break is being sucked backward and then reloaded, not drowned in wash. On the third chain, build a restrained noise lift. This is not an EDM-style bright sweep. It's more like air pressure building around the rewind. You can use operator, analog, or a short noise sample in simpler. Then run it through auto filter and automate the cutoff upward so it opens gradually. Keep it textured, tight, and musical. If needed, add utility to keep the low end centered and under control. You can widen the upper part a little toward the end, but don't smear the stereo image too much. In DNB, especially around a drop, mono discipline matters. The sub should stay clean and centered. At this point, the rack should already be starting to feel like an instrument. So map the most useful parameters to macros. For example, map rewind speed to pitch or transpose, filter pull to cutoff, crunch to saturator or drum bus drive, ghost tail to reverb, echo throw to feedback, width to utility, break tone to the filter on the break layer, and return hit to output balance or overall volume. This is where the rack becomes performance ready. You're not just making a one-off effect. You're building a transition device that you can play live in session view and automate later in arrangement view. Now test it. Trigger the rewind clip against a drum loop, bass line, and maybe the pad or atmosphere. Listen to how it behaves in context, not just solo. That's a huge point. A rewind can sound massive by itself and still fail in the mix if the groove is too busy. You want to ask, does it clear space? Does it signal the switch early enough? Does it still feel like the track has forward motion, even while it's pulling back? If the answer is yes, capture that performance into arrangement view. Once it's recorded, tighten the clip boundaries so the rewind lands exactly where it should. Usually you want the effect to start about one bar before the drop or switch, then resolve right on the downbeat. That timing is everything. In DNB, the phrase boundary is sacred. If the transition drifts off-grid, it stops feeling intentional. Now shape the rest of the arrangement around it. You can dip the bass volume by a decibel or three right before the rewind. You can mute the kick or snare for a split bar if you want a vacuum effect. You can throw a little extra reverb on the last hit before the rewind, then cut the low end of the FX layer so the sub stays clean. A really effective arrangement trick is to let the rewind occupy the exact space where the listener expects the next kick or snare. That expectation gap is what makes the return slam harder. The rewind isn't just sounding cool, it's manipulating anticipation. If you want it to feel more old school, let it happen over a break edit instead of a total drum stop. If you want a cleaner modern impact, strip the drums harder and let the FX moment breathe. Both approaches work, it just depends on whether you want a raw jungle reload or a more polished club reset. A few things to avoid: don't make it too bright, don't leave too much sub in the FX return, don't overdo the reverb, don't widen the low end too much, and don't let the whole thing drift off the phrase. A rewind moment should feel chaotic in texture, but disciplined in placement. If you want to go heavier, try swapping the source for a restab or a bass texture instead of a noise sweep. Drive it with saturator or a drum bus, and automate a bit of resonance as the pitch descends. That can give you a darker, more underground rewind that feels perfect for neuro-inflected or modern roller DNB. Another advanced move is resampling. Once you've built the transition, bounce it to audio, then re-import it and maybe reverse sections of the bounced file. Tiny timing imperfections, a bit of saturation, and slight instability can make the whole thing feel more human and more sampler-like, which is exactly what you want for old-school energy. If you're working quickly, build three variations. Make a clean version with one reverse texture and minimal reverb. Make a dirty jungle version with a reversed break fragment and some saturation. Then make a heavy dark version with a resource, stronger pitch collapse, and a short echo throw. Drop each one at the end of an 8-bar loop and listen to which one creates the best reset feeling. That's the real test, not which one sounds coolest on its own, but which one best sets up the next phrase. To wrap up, remember the core idea here. The best rewind moments in DNB are not just rising effects, they're structural tools. They control tension, preserve groove, and make the return hit harder. Build them from reverse textures, break fragments, pitch motion, and controlled noise. Perform them in session view first, then capture and refine them in arrangement view. Keep the low end clean, keep the timing locked, and let the contrast do the heavy lifting. Now go build that rewind, lock it to the grid, and make the next drop feel like it just got called back from another dimension.